as people around the world walk out of work and school today to demand action on climate change, California and more than 20 states are suing the Trump administration over a move that California's governor says will be devastating to the environment and is being done on behalf of the oil companies. That would be the White House decision this week to revoke a waiver that allowed California to set its own tougher auto emission standards. We're joined now by the acting director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt. And Russ Vogt, I want to get your reaction to California Governor Gavin Newsom, who pointed out this week that Republican Governor Ronald Reagan actually started the state's efforts to address widespread pollution, which ultimately led Congress to granting California this special status for setting its standards. Here's the governor speaking on Wednesday.
I don't know what the hell has happened to the Republican Party. And by the way, where is the Republican Party right now? Where are they pushing back? Why aren't they pushing back? They believe in federalism. They believe in state rights. At least they assert that, and they're nowhere to be found.
What's your response to that?
Sure. This is not about federalism. This is about ensuring that when we're dealing with interstate commerce, something that the constitutional system was specifically set up to ensure that Congress can ensure that no state is bullying another state and requiring mandates that will be put on the backs of consumers across the country, that can't happen. So this is not about the types of programs that were set up by previous governors, many of them from a conservative perspective. This is about 2013, when the Obama administration, working in conjunction with the state of California, allowed California to set astronomically high emission standards that will lead to cars that are $3,000 more expensive. And the Trump administration is coming along and saying, we want American families to have safer, cheaper, and better cars. And to do that, we need to have lower emission standards. And we actually believe that that will lead to less pollution because American families will be buying cars that are not 12 years old and have better systems to containing pollution.
Why do you say it's astronomically high? The levels set by the Obama administration are in line with what a lot of other countries are aiming for around the world.
It's because the car manufacturers have already shown that they can't meet those standards. So even the current standards that are, this is a scale that's going up, but right now, only 3 out of the 11 car manufacturers were able to meet the current standards without the use of the electric vehicle credits. And the electrical vehicle credits are kind of a scam to make sure that these vehicles are created when there isn't a market demand for them. We have nothing against electric vehicles. We just think that the market should be the one that demands it. And so the only reason the car companies have been able to meet the current standards is by these credits, and those credits are paid for on the back of consumers across the country. Again, another issue for regulating interstate commerce. And so now you have the standards going up even more. We just don't think it's a sustainable situation. The car manufacturers don't think it's a sustainable situation, and that's why most of them were arguing that there should not be standards that go up to the original Obama levels. And you only have a few that are now colluding with the state of California to reach some kind of settlement.
But the car manufacturers actually did support having year-over-year fuel efficiency increases because it makes it easier for them to plan. What about that? Why not just allow the numbers to go up a bit every year instead of just freezing them in place?
Well, look, we haven't figured out, we haven't come forward with what our final proposal will be. We're in the middle of doing that. What this specific reform is doing is merely taking the waiver away and saying that California is no longer going to get to set the standard and bully the rest of the country. As it pertains to certainty for businesses, obviously businesses prefer that. But we have heard manufacturers, we've heard from auto dealers. We know that the current Obama standards are too high, and we will be reducing them with the final proposal that we come forward with.
Now, you mentioned that it's going to cost people more to buy more fuel-efficient vehicles. President Trump has been saying that we're currently in the greatest economy in the history of this country. Why is it, therefore, so important for cars to be a little bit cheaper, not to mention the fact that the AP has looked into this claim that it would be cheaper and says, in fact, people are going to spend more on gas over the life of the car than they would save on the car itself?
Well, look, part of a growing economy is the deregulatory effort that this administration has put forward as a priority. one of the key pillars of that deregulatory agenda is this specific regulatory proposal. So we think to keep the economy growing well, it's important to keep money in the pockets of people that allow us to use energy and use it as cheaply as possible. Energy prices are low right now. We think all of that is good for the economy, and we think it's good for the economy for families to be able to spend less on cars, and they can then use that money to invest or to save and to do other things that build the economy as well.
I'm sure it's not lost on you that we're having this conversation on a day that kids around the world are walking out to demand action on climate change. Don't you think this is moving in the wrong direction on that issue?
We don't, in part because we all want cleaner water, cleaner air, and we're looking for practical steps that are not informed by ideology to be able to get that result. And we think that when families are not buying newer cars with newer systems to contain pollution, that actually sets us back than everyone going around and driving cars that, you know, has 12-year-old emissions systems in them. So from our perspective, this rule, this set of proposals will actually lead to the type of practical results that those demonstrating on behalf of the environment actually want.
That is Russ Vogt, who's Acting Director of the Office of Management and Budget at the White House. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.